when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Happy birthday.
Cheers. Yeah, that's you sound like you really meant it.
That's the problem with having to start all chappy. I don't know.
Happy birthday.
It is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Should we sing happy birthday?
No, don't. Yeah. No, I hate that. Stop
happy
it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Esther. Happy birthday to you. Hey.
So happy birthday by
two
miserable twats.
One man who's splattered his bike in a pothole and one who's just...
I don't know what the hell is wrong with you.
I don't know. I'm just sad. I was feeling... I'm not sad. It went on too long. I don't know.
Fucking snap out of it.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll snap out of it.
Idiot.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Up till now... You've made my birthday absolutely terrific. You woke me up with a delicious cup of tea, which you always do anyway. You woke me up with a lovely cup of tea, a wonderful, wonderful gift, excellent cards. You sort of corralled my children into making me cards, which is, and I know how difficult that is. And then you did it because you insist that cards are made and not bought, even though I think there are some hilarious cards available. And you were being really nice and sort of tolerant and lovely. And now it seems to have...
I used up all my creative energy on your fucking birthday and I have nothing left. And now I was on...
It's almost like it's almost like you've got the birthday sadness anticlimax. I'm really happy about my birthday. I got a rice cooker. I got cards. I got... What else did I get? Some nice cushions. It was great. I'm having a great birthday.
So there's a story that says smart T-Rex is for the birds, scientists claim. We know that Tyrannosaurus Rex was ferocious with bone-crunching jaws. We know it was scary, blah, blah, blah. But was the king of the dinosaurs also an intellectual? Basically, people always thought the T-Rexes were just lizards. Then there's a long theory that they were really, really clever because of something in the brain cavity, which suggested it was really big. But now new reports suggest that whatever it was in the brain cavity was mostly not its brain. And this reptile scientist says, we do not insult the T-Rex by saying it's a reptile-grade intelligence. Certainly not. It's just a bit dim. And I just wondered, like, how dim was T-Rex?
Yes, what are we talking? It always reminds... How dim, question mark, I always think of when I think about the fuss about Kelly Brook. Kelly Brook's very, very beautiful, amazing sort of figure, very young and lovely person. And she was on... Big Breakfast. So Gabby Roslin left the Big Breakfast and then Kelly Brook took over from Gabby. So she took over and she struggled with the autocue. I think it was only once. I think it was literally only once. She stumbled over one word. But because she was pretty with big boobs, everyone was like, oh, she's so thick, she's so thick. Kelly Brook is so thick. She's actually not thick. But when you're talking about how thick, people say like, you know, Katie Price is thick or this person. I like, how, what are we talking? Are we talking bumping into things? Are we talking...
Well, you're saying about Kelly Brook because you met her.
Yeah, she's not thick.
Interviewed her. But how not thick? More or less thick. Is she, like, brighter than some of your dimmer friends?
She is certainly...
I can think of one or two.
There is a very, very clever woman I know, actually, that we both know, who I overheard remarking how it was so weird that it's always sunny when you go on an aeroplane.
Wow. Like, is that someone you can name?
Not on the... I can tell you later.
This is a person we know.
Yeah.
Can you mouth it or something or write it down? We know a person who gets on a plane and thinks it goes, and they go above the clouds and...
Okay, isn't it weird how it's always really good weather when you get...
She's a multi-millionaire. Yes. She's a dame.
She's
literally a dame for clever things.
She's like a science person.
Hugely rich science person.
This is so weird how it's always really sunny when you go on an airplane. The weather's always really good.
It's like, that's really weird. That's like when you go into space and look down at the earth. It's never raining.
Yeah.
you're quite, but also because she's pretty and blonde and well dressed, you could easily think she was thick.
Yeah.
But you would go, no, she's not thick because she's a massive,
this big job, and she's
knighted
got,
CEO billionaire.
Right. Yeah.
But actually, she is thick.
Yes. Yes.
Through all of that,
I think that
would a Tyrannosaurus Rex, if it went on a plane, understand why it was sunny because you're above the clouds?
But I can see how T Rex would be thick, because I find that you can tell people are a bit stupid because they're just really, really angry all the time because they don't really understand the world. And T-Rex is quite angry all the time, wasn't it? Rah!
Well, in Jurassic Park, it was angry.
Yeah.
But that's because it was made from a clone, possibly slightly wrongly, and then came back and found itself in a theme park in 2008, or whatever it was, or 1994.
Damn straight, it was angry.
Then, it's not the 9 o'clock news.
Yeah, so how thick? So what are we talking? Are we talking?
That's the thing. It's like, so how thick T-Rex? Intelligence, in fact, it is a great thing. It's a column where you can write about intelligence. How dim are people?
I once wrote a piece about octopuses, because I don't eat octopus because they're cute and sort of quite sentient, and I don't
possibly quite a dim position, people would say.
Yes, very dim. But I wrote a piece about octopuses and found out a lot about them. And I spoke to a keeper at an aquarium, and she said the thing about octopuses are that they seem to us to be very quote unquote clever. But what they are is just very, very, very good at doing a couple of different things. They couldn't beat you in a game of chess.
No.
But if they've been, if winning a game of chess meant that they could eat or not, then they'd be good at playing chess.
It's things like memory and recognition. So with some animals, like dogs, people think their dog is clever because it can do certain behaviours which look human.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we equate clever. So a Tyrannosaurus Rex, for example, chasing after people in Jurassic Park, tearing them apart and eating them, is something I can recognise as a human behaviour. It's the thing I would love to be able to do. Mm-hmm. My dad said, I can't remember what context, said that he wouldn't eat dolphin because he wouldn't want to eat something that was cleverer than him. And which would mean, for example, you know, I couldn't eat Stephen Fry, but I could eat Lawrence Fox or Kelly Brook or most animals.
Right.
There's a Garfield cartoon where Garfield and Odie are watching TV, and the guy on the TV is, you know, they get those ones where they're kind of lit by the TV glow.
Yeah, right,
it's
right,
Garfield
right.
and Odie, and the TV is saying, pigs are the most intelligent mammals, they're considerably more intelligent than a cat and a dog, and they both have this face on, and then Garfield turns to Odie and says, what say we discuss this over a ham sandwich? which would seem to kind of... So a thing about intelligence, so there's a lot of talk in the intelligence in the world. Who was that woman who wasn't Prime Minister for very long? Liz Truss.
Mm-hmm.
People, thick.
Yeah.
Or they, you know, there are people in the world who get... Angela Rayner, because she's got lovely... amazing curly red hair and a nice figure and sexy clothes and a northern accent, there's a sort of bunch of Tories who would try and persuade you that meant she was dim in
this
some way.
Stupid, yeah.
And Donald Trump, who's always gone about being smart, he thinks he's really smart.
Yeah.
And when he said his tax, that's not tax evasion, that's just smart, he said, when he talked about not paying tax on all his billions. So he thinks himself to be really clever, but I think Trump is obviously famously dim. So there you could say, is he dimmer or not than a T-Rex?
But is he dim in the way that a T-Rex is dim, or is he dim in a way that, like,
what are typically stupid things to do? Here's a typically stupid thing to do: feel a bit fat, join a gym, never actually go. Is that what a T-Rex? What are typical 21st century dim behaviours? Stupid food fads, you know, things like clean eating. Is that a sort of thing?
That's sort of credulousness, isn't it? And you can be credulous without being thick.
So do you think that T-Rexes are credulous? So do you think that...
The Brontosaurus has come up to him and say, listen.
I've got a Ponzi. And you're talking about, you get an email from a Brontosaurus in Nigeria saying, if you send it to the T-Rex, if you send me you know, 10,000... What is the currency value both by Brontosauruses and T-Rexes? It's a complicated column. You'd have to take a velociraptor, because then you say the velociraptor would send an email from Nigeria saying, if you send me 5,000 brontosaurus steaks, I'll send you 10 million back in the post.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It just goes, oh yeah, this is a really good deal.
But the thing is that you've fallen for kind of
penis expansion,
the T-Rex scams.
Yeah,
you felt you were. I mean, it was quite
going off on a different tangent.
It was
there.
A reason. No, but I'm saying that you're quite credulous too, and you claim to be clever. But you're also quite thick. It's quite a weird combination. I think a T-Rex are probably stupid in the same way as you're stupid. Just not very good with tech. Short-tempered.
So I'm thick. So because I'm bad at tech, I'm thick like a T-Rex. So you've got a T-Rex that's trying to watch Netflix, and it can't make the thing work to put its password. Its password would be,
because his arms are too short. How's he going to hold the little control? He's
and just get really fucked off. You have to go all the way through the alphabet.
And then he'd
with
sit
clicker.
Up and bang his head on the ceiling. Oh, he'd be in a rage. So a story that we did think about, even though we did touch on it last week, is this continuing sort of dribbling away of, you know, whatever you want to call it, woke culture, cancellation culture, outrage, you know, all of that stuff. We touched on it last week.
We touched on it when we were talking about there. That was us complaining there was nothing in the papers, which is partly a state of mind and sometimes partly true. And there weren't big culture war stories in the papers, which were right. A bit of a gimme for us, because you can take a side reasonably harmlessly. Half the world will be on your side, even if the other half isn't, and you can go for it. And it seemed to have ended. And we were citing the Cash report, which seemed to have whipped the carpet out from underneath the trans activists and given a real boost to the gender critical people, who are most people. And saying that sort of shit is over. But I think it's developed and come on a lot this week. The complete collapse of the Scottish Nationalist Party this week, right? Which is Hamza Yousaf having to resign because of a very complicated and quite boring failure of the alliance with the Greens, which he made a big mess of. But everyone talking about the thing the SNP got wrong, which it travelled to extreme wokery. And that pissed everyone off, because Scotland's quite a conservative country. Outside of a handful of urban student centres, Scotland is a big, butch, manly, Highland Games, caper-tossing, porridge-eating. And to be told you're all basically women and all you have to do is you go to any loo you want, they did not want to hear. And Nicola Sturgeon, I heard a guy saying on Times Radio, very good analyst, saying Nicola Sturgeon had taken the ScotNats that way. And she was all self, what's it called?
Self-ID
for thing. Because after the gay, bit like Stonewall, after gay marriage was legalised and the battle was seen to be ended, you had to go to somewhere new to define Scotland as what she wanted to be, the kind of crucible of progressive values in Britain. And she wanted the ScotNats to be it. And having already killed off the Tories, she wanted to kill off the Labour Party, where Keir Starmer famously wouldn't confirm to Rosie Duffield 3 years ago that men couldn't have cervixes. Mm-hmm. He's reneged on that this week. Like yesterday, he said, of course they can, but he hasn't formally apologised to Rosie Duffield for saying that. And you've got this, and this guy's saying the ScotNats got into this terrible position because that noise is just some carpentry in our house, isn't
it? Yeah, I think.
The ScotNats got into this ridiculous position because they wanted to differentiate themselves from old Tory England by being incredibly progressive and being pro-gender ID, and they've lost power and they will not have it for a generation. And it's killed off, analysts reckon, for 50 years, any hope of an independent Scotland.
Right.
And that was the progressive thing the ScotNats wanted. They went so woke mental on nonsensical gender self-ID that they've inadvertently made the union
the law,
safe for 50 years.
But there was also I think that really, really annoyed everyone was the thing about reporting, it was the hate crime reporting thing, which collapsed in the first week because they said that we will investigate every single hate speech, hate crime event. And they had like 8,000 phone calls in the first week. Most of
I'd have called you to report on you for only an hour ago for telling me to hurry up and start the podcast, which made me feel sad.
Yes. So that was what it was. And there was some hilarious advert in Scotland all about the hate monster and don't be a hate monster or don't give in to the hate monster and stuff. And I think people in Scotland just watched and thought, the fuck is this? Sorry, wait, hang on.
The fuck? What are these? This is the Irish people.
Wait a second. What do Scottish people sound like?
Oh, hi, the new.
Get to fuck.
Get
to fuck. That's what they thought. They watched it. They said, don't tell me I'm angry. Or rather, I'm angry for very good reasons or whatever. Anyway, so it was the hate monster or the rage monster.
And then we've got these other things that have happened. Victoria Atkins, the health secretary, has had a strong week of saying things like, first of all, anyone who wants to be on a single gender ward, if they say that, then the trans people have to go and sit on their own.
They have to go and sit on their own and eat worms.
In the corner.
They go, they have a
forget about
room.
Diversity and focus on treatment, Atkins tells the NHS. We laughed at the NHS 2 weeks ago.
We were mean about whichever hospital.
We started all this. We were mean about gender, about all the gender stupid flag arsery in the NHS.
Ridiculous flags,
And now Victoria Atkins, who first of all has said trans people won't be able to go on single gender ward if anyone objects, she now says the NHS should think again before employing diversity, equity and inclusion staff, which is just spending all that money on people just to make flags.
There's a big row about DEI generally.
There are
finite
resources.
They really
forget
are.
All this bullshit. So, and all these things are happening. So then I'm starting to think, we 2 weeks ago saw that the end of the culture wars cancellation and wokery is problematic for a columnist like me. Not as problematic for a columnist like you, a writer like you who doesn't want to offend people, but someone like me who doesn't mind and wants to kind of wave a banner about something, it could be problematic. And that has been identified now by the Tories, because we've had, they basically, the Tories need to believe that the wars are still happening. So Kemi Badenoch, who I love and is great, but she occupies the anti woke.
Yeah.
She wants to, the much like Nicola Sturgeon wanted to make the Scott Nats the party of ridiculous lefty wokery, Kemi, seeing her future and possible leadership of the party and the country, is to make it an anti-woke thing. And she said empire did not make the UK rich. She's taking her thing of, she as a black African or of African descent, she's in a position to say these things about race, has been brilliant, but she's now saying that colonialism played a minor role. I mean, it'll make the lefties go absolutely mad, and has endorsed a book which says that slavery was no more important to the economy than sheep farming.
It's certainly
she needs there to be a culture war, and so does Rishi.
It's certainly the case that in the same way that people would describe as having a good war, like people in the probably not the First World War, but certainly in the Second World War, people had a good war. And this culture war thing, you know, some people had a really good war. Some people had a very, very bad war, but, you know, lots of people had a good war. There are all sorts of podcasts that only exist because the culture wars, they only exist in opposition to the culture wars.
So a massive danger for the Tories, and Rishi says today, cancel culture is having a chilling effect on society. He's missed the fact that it's over.
He's sort of 6 months behind.
He needs it to be there, mm-hmm. doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's a bit like, and a lot of the lefties and cancellers always said there's no such thing as cancel culture.
Yeah.
All it does is drive people to the right and they monetize that.
It's ridiculous.
But what the Tories will then have to do, if Keir admits that a woman doesn't have a penis, they will then force him to try and say something else and push him more. And they'll say, do you think gays are a bit bad? You know, and they just, because they will need to push him into a place where, you know, because things that he won't say.
You have to get him on something else. Yeah, anyway, the backlash starts here. I think for you, if we're talking about your column, I think for you that requires a bit too much sensibleness and a bit too much nuance, and I think you need to do more jokes.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
In desperation of looking for funny stories, I went and bought the Daily Mail. And you know what? It kind of tends to corroborate my theory that the news is flat at the moment.
Right.
Because everyone, Ukraine they're bored with, Gaza they're bored with, they're all, people don't want to hear about it. And that's when I turned to the Daily Mail, who have a way of making the shittest stories look like scandals.
Right.
It's pretty desperate when the headline is surprising reasons. This is the Daily Mail. This is the screaming, the Daily, what do they call it? Not Daily Fail, but the Daily Shriek. People who hate it will think of it as a hysterical, but wow, it'll make a
daily
storm.
Daily Whale.
Make a storm, yes, exactly. Make a storm out of anything. Mm-hmm. And it's on the top, it says, surprising reasons olive oil now costs more than a decent bottle of wine.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
They're fucking
yeah.
casting about, aren't they? Because if there was anyone that had done anything remotely lesbian all week, the Daily Mail would be doing that. Unless it's the fault of lesbians. Anyway, but page three, the way they're tucking into the BBC this week, as they always will, is
they
we've had quite enough of Taylor Swift now chorus exasperated BBC viewers. And I can see what the BBC viewers mean. Her megastardom has somehow switched to superstellar since her latest release of the blah, blah, blah. But now the BBC has come under fire for its extensive news coverage of Taylor Swift's new work. And do you know what? I mean, it's in the Daily Mail, but I know what they mean. On the Today programme, that endlessly, all these old middle-aged presenters endlessly having to pretend to be into Taylor Swift and pretend that they, or maybe they are, and they say their kids are into it. Or people will say things and then deny not being a Swiftie. And you'll have everyone, people in politics will say, oh, I'm a bit of a Swiftie.
Right.
And people are really, really stuck, and she's just fucking everywhere. And she is just some girl with nice legs who does the same song day after day after day, isn't it?
No, everyone's tucking in. Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys said that she's never had a good song. She's never had a hit.
Whereas he's had only one.
Yeah.
So they're two possible models of thing.
Yeah, no, everyone's having a go because it's only like the megastardom of, I don't know, J.K. Rowling or George R.R. Martin or Fauerball paint or the Atkins diet or anything. It's anything gets to a point of, there's a geographical term for the point of thickstropy, right?
And the point of what?
The point of thickstropy, okay? And the point of thickstropy is the moment. Is the moment just seconds before you get a landslide or a mudslide.
Didn't know you knew anything.
No, but I...
That was because you did a geography A-level, right?
Yes.
You never know anything. I have no sense of direction or anything. And you know about two kinds of cloud.
Yeah. Three
kinds of cloud. And yet you know about thickstropy.
Thickstropy.
Which is almost not called, certainly not called that
it
name.
It is, yeah.
Thick stroppy, but together.
Yeah, I don't know how you spell it, but it's thickstropy. And it's basically, the critical point just before a mass of earth fails and slides down the side of a mountain. And it's basically, we are getting with Taylor Swift to a point of thickstropy.
It's a very brilliant way of looking at the culture. You got it with things like football, when everyone's suddenly into football and then everyone realized, you know.
You get it with Ugg boots. You get it with, you know, kimchi. You get it with bubble tea. You get this point, this critical mass, and then suddenly it fails.
But that's like a market fail. That's like the South Sea bubble. It's like Bitcoin where it goes, and then, and by, you know. But the thing with Taylor Swift, it's just, I want to know what there, we are at this point of thickstropy, and I guess it'll then.
Or are we? Maybe it's, yeah. Taylor Swift, I mean, Taylor Swift, at some point, she will fail. She will. It will get to a critical mass and everyone will go, I've had enough
but
of that
thing,
now.
But there's this thing where they endlessly debate, and it's literally sort of Nick Robinson and the Queen arguing about whether she has creative credibility as well as popular sales. That's
right,
the thing, isn't it?
Right,
and then everybody has to say they're into Taylor Swift. And if you say you're not, it makes you sound like a snob. That's the point, right?
Yes, I think so. And I think there are one or two music journalists who I subscribe to who get into trouble for that. They say Taylor Swift is, I don't know what they accuse her of. I mean, to me, it's just, it's fine. I don't mind Taylor Swift. It's absolutely fine. They accuse her of being, I don't know, I suppose bland, derivative, same song over and over again, or whatever it is. I don't know. She definitely speaks to the heart of a certain sort of person, and I don't think that's particularly any bad thing. Mm. But I think that there's definitely all sorts of accusations that music people can sort of... It's a bit like that rosé wine argument a couple of weeks ago. You know, actual wine people look at rosé and think, that's stupid, that's not really wine. You know, real wine people look at a rosé and think, that's basically a soft drink, that's not anything to do with us. And there are certain sort of real music people who look at Taylor Swift and go, nah, that's not really music. Or something. Oh, fuck, I don't know. I don't know anything about music. But I know that that debate is kind of
There's
out
also
there.
People have a problem with... I always have a problem with things that are too popular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lots of people do. Lots of people
And I
do.
Wouldn't know... What would I do now with Taylor Swift?
I don't think you've ever been her demographic, though, have you? I mean, you don't really listen
to
any music.
No, but I mean, how would I tuck into it? What would I do?
To Taylor Swift?
What's your angle? Yeah, well, no, I mean, how would I become a Taylor Swift fan? I wouldn't know where to start. But I guess it's probably not a... It's very hard to know how you wouldn't be able... It's not a column, really.
It is a column. It is a column as long as you... If you can find some way of connecting Taylor Swift laterally with something else in your life...
T-Rexes. Is she cleverer or quicker than a T-Rex? She's certainly got, you know, better legs than a T-Rex. There's a funny story about bread.
Yeah, so bread, which any fool knows, supermarket bread is basically like eating cake. This is not very good for you. Even those hybrid 50-50, like quote-unquote good-for-you breads, they're not very good for
you. It's an example of how we travelled away from proper farming into processed food.
Yeah.
And bread that used to be whole grain and had all these vitamins and minerals in it, but didn't keep very long. They invented the Chorley Wood process, which makes it that lovely, squishy, fluffy bread that everybody loves. And they did it by stripping all the goodness out. Mm-hmm. And it's all nem, 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 and lasts in a fridge or a cupboard for a month. But they have to artificially put into it, like with cereal, the vitamins and minerals that have been taken out. And then they tell you that it's got that
and
stuff
if
in.
You eat too much of it combined with other things and not enough water, you will increase your chances of getting bowel cancer by like a percentage. I don't know what it
and
is.
There's that, and they've done, what have they done now?
Okay, so scientists are trying to create a bread that has the kind of texture and the mouthfeel and the shelf life of like a Wonderloaf, but it's as good for your gut and your bowel as a whole grain loaf. I mean, I just think it sounds like total nonsense to me. How can that? One of the whole problems with a bread that has a kind of soft mouthfeel and is squishy is that it's not good for your gut because there's no fiber in it. There's no roughage in it. There's nothing to challenge your gut. So I don't know what.
So why bother to make it like bread? Why not just put all these good things into a Yorkie bar?
Well, yeah, exactly, because they're just trying to find that it's very cynical. They're responding to the fact that supermarket bread is one of the contributing factors to the nation's ill health, and they're trying to make it sort of okay for
by processing it even more.
By processing it
rather than
even
getting
more.
Rid of it.
Nothing with a long shelf life is going to do you any good, and that's just that's a cold hard fact that we're all going to have unless it's in a can. Unless you're going to can something or freeze something that lasts at room temperature for an unnaturally long time is not going to be good for you.
And we are talking about a podcast that no one would ever say was running out of its shelf life. You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
To find out what I wrote about in the end, pick up a copy of the paper or treat yourselves to a digital subscription.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.